is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Today's one of those days where, you know, you schedule a home appointment, you know what I mean, for some type of work at your house that needs to be serviced, and you get the 4-hour window.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got one of those coming up.
So I gotta make, I don't have a whole lot of time, but I need a problem taken care of.
Thank you. A lot of guys suffer from it.
East Coast Plumbing and Heating, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
HVAC, East Coast HVAC, they're the best. But thank you. The other day, I got the 4-hour window, and they showed up 5 minutes into it.
Mine was supposed to come on Friday between noon and 2. On Friday, they called me on Wednesday, and they said, hey, we just got an opening. Do you want it? I said, when? They're like, whenever. He just got done a call. I said, I'll be home in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And they were there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Anytime you can get bumped up, or you got to take the appointment whenever you can. Whatever it is. You know, whatever it is.
And mine was for heat, too, so.
Strange thing is I just sort of thought to myself, you know how you get your furnace and you should get it looked at? Walked by the furnace and I saw the last inspection was in 2022. So I'm thinking, ooh, I got to get that done.
Yes.
I don't want to mess with the furnace. I don't want it to be below zero in February and then I can't get somebody. So the guy came over, popped it open. Guess what? It just started to leak. Like within the day, maybe a day or two ahead of that, there was no sign of it. He goes, how lucky are you that you called us?
Mine said, wow, I'm surprised you haven't had a flood. And I was like, what? And he goes, the stuff built up. And he's like, there was nowhere for anything to go. I can't believe you have held
mine out. Mine was
like,
very, very little. So I caught it very early.
Mine replaced because nobody could say this is how old it was. And and the last time I had it cleaned, the guy goes, this could last a week. This could last like a year. And I'm like, both of those numbers aren't really impressive. So I'd rather do it on my terms.
Right.
Let's pick it in the middle of summer.
Right.
I had it done. When they brought it outside, it had a huge crack in it. But thank God it went, not drained, but it was forced outside.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't.
You got to get stuff done when you don't need it. Because you don't want to be in the middle of winter when, like I said, it's 10 below zero and your furnace goes, you know. So when it comes to that kind of thing, you know, no matter what it is, that's how I try to be proactive rather than reactive. That's what I'm saying, Kelly.
All right.
I think you feel me. I think you feel me.
Today's a big day. Wolf moon going to reach the full lunar glow at 5:27 Eastern.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What makes it wolf?
January's the wolf moon.
It originates from the Maine Farmer's Almanac, which published Native American names for each full moon. Didn't know that.
Yeah, I have photographed
them. You didn't know that there's a name every month? They tell you.
No, a Native American. I didn't know they were all Native American.
I didn't know there was a name every month. Yeah. Like, I don't know where these
June is the strawberry moon.
Strawberry moon.
That's my birthday month, so I know my moon.
Nacho moon.
December, I think you had the cold moon.
Yeah.
You have the hunter's moon in the fall.
Lavender moon.
I like the beaver moon.
Throw pillow moon.
Full moon awakening. It's when you sit bare ass on somebody's face and they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And then they awaken.
That's fun.
Full moon.
That's fun. I photographed the almost full moon on Sunday morning on a little inlet. Anyway. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I have an email I wanted to share, but I didn't want to share it on the air.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't want to share it on the air because I didn't want to spoil anything. So I held this.
Surprise?
It's kind of a surprise.
Are you pregnant?
Nobody knows about it. But it is directed at one person on the show. Someone who may or may not have had, Laura, a problem with bullies. Schoolyard bullies.
They're back?
8 and 10-year-old kids that maybe bullied a buddy of mine trying to get healthy and maybe got a couple of comments that, you know, made
nicer.
Him feel bad. And then all of a sudden he told the story the other day on the air about how they've reached a new accord, like a peace accord.
Yeah.
An agreement.
Because
a détente.
I returned their soccer ball. And they were telling me how good I looked. Bunch of ass kissers.
A bunch of ass kissers now, right?
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah.
So Scotty passes, he walks by the school, and these kids, if you haven't heard the story, which we told on the air, kind of gave him a little crap.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Well, the first time I walked by, they're like, this dude, he walks by all the time. He looks the same. Like, I haven't
lost any weight.
Lost any weight. I wouldn't expect it.
Well, it's wintertime. You wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I'm all bundled up. And then the second time, when their ball went over the fence and they couldn't get it. Looking good, bro. Yeah, keep walking. Yeah. Okay. Relax.
I think it's because their dad said, are you guys picking on the guy that walks by here every day?
Yeah.
You know who that is? And I think that's, I honestly think that's why they're like, oh, crap.
It's funny you should mention that.
Oh, for real?
Because this letter is from one of the dads. Hi, Greg. The first thing I did is I'm like, did he send it to Roadkill? He did not. Hi, Greg. I feel like I needed to come clean after listening to the horrific story of Roadkill and his power walk schoolyard bullies. One of those little gremlins belongs to me.
I'm sorry.
He talks about how Roadkill walks by the school every day and how he likes to kick the ball at Roadkill just to make him pick it up for him. That almost sounds bully-like.
I do notice that when I walk by, they're kicking the ball at the fence.
Yeah.
So it's like it's making that noise.
Right, right. So they want to scare you. It's the interaction. It's the interaction they want. Yeah. They don't, you know what I mean? That's funny, though. Likes to kick the ball. Okay, it's a big one. Yes, we do listen to your show every day on the way to school, because I was like, maybe they listen with the little kids? And yes, they do. I've been listening to your show for many years now. I love sharing that with my son, Roadkill's enemy. And my daughter. We'll call her Little Devil every day. We even have a nickname for the weekly Who's the Douchebag, which we call Who's the Doggy Bag. This way the kids don't go into school saying, you want to know who the douchebag was? Or something along those lines, and he ends up getting a phone call. That's good,
right.
Dad.
Yeah.
That's good, Dad.
No, that is very good.
Okay. After hearing the segment, I hereby give full permission to any ball-popping and or one-liners that might be tossed back towards these schoolyard bullies. Because Roadkill said, I'll pop that ball with a knife, you little son of a bitch. You know, he did say that. I'm not sure if Roadkill wants to be yelling at kids on the playground, but again, I give full permission to that the following line be used. So he's telling you
what I can say.
Okay? Say, hey, brochacho. Your dad says the log pile needs some work when you get home. One of my favorite punishments for when my son gets in trouble is to have him restack the log pile out back of the house. My son will 100% understand the reference and know you're talking to him and probably crap his pants right there at the line. Anyways, big fans of the show, always listening. Enjoy. That's from Adam. My son has met Roadkill a couple of times during different events and is ecstatic every time he says hi to him. So there you go. It's
all right.
Hey, Brochacho, your dad says the log pile needs to be restacked.
That is awesome.
So that's pretty funny. And I didn't want to say it on the air because I don't want the kid to hear it.
Right.
So now when you say it, you know, hopefully he won't listen to this podcast, you know. So anyway, there's that.
You can tell Greg printed this at home because that is good paper.
I don't even think
the Declaration is on paper good.
No, you're well. Yes, I did print it at home, but you know what? It's Valerie. She's doing these projects for the kindergarten kids. You know what I mean? Making pictures and cutouts and doing like Valerie's in charge of the bulletin board.
Are you guys not on a budget?
Jesus, it's heavy stock paper. I'm like, what are we doing? With this, you know. So anyway, yesterday the entire counter. It was filled with notebooks and they make notebooks for kids every year to review the year. And it's a hell of a project. Mm-hmm. And she's been working on it.
Nice.
You know?
Good paper.
This is it. Last time. She's done.
But is she? Do you think she's going to be done work altogether?
She's retiring. She's retiring.
Okay. But, okay.
From school.
I know. I was going to say, I know five people that have retired in the last 5 to 10 years, and they've all gotten jobs within 6 months of retiring.
I don't see Valerie doing nothing. All I know is, you know, she's given a lot. It's, as you know, school, that's a hard job. And she's done enough. You know, she's done enough. So, you know, give her some chance to breathe or whatever. And do I think that she's going to not do anything? No, she's not going to sit around. That's for sure.
Yeah. Picture being like a house mom.
Whether she'll... No, this is an empty house.
Yeah. Oh. Who's she going to raise?
You know what I mean?
I just mean like having people come and stay. Foreign exchange students.
Like a
B&B.
No, you could have a B&B.
No, I don't want foreign exchange students.
No, you could.
I can see her being a dog walker. She loves her dogs.
Scotty,
19-year-old girl.
We had...
Oh, boy.
We had that at my house. I don't want foreign exchange students.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm just saying, now your life's different.
And here's the thing. Here's the, like, we growing up, when I got into high school, we started having the up with people and the foreign exchange students, and they were all nice. I mean, it wasn't a bad experience. But I was 18. I came back from my first summer at my first school year at college. Came back, and there was a girl, and her name was Anna. And she was from Germany, and she was very cute. And
Anna Diawana?
She had a knockout body.
Yep.
Knockout. And we had a pool.
I learned about the
European bathing suits that summer, it was like, whoa.
That and banging a poo noodle.
No. I was very respectful, and I did. But it was like, I don't want a foreign exchange student. And we had guys do it, too, and it was fun. Everybody was nice, but I just don't know if I have. I like the quiet. The older I get, the more I like the quiet. I think my foreign exchange student years would have probably been in my 40s.
Okay.
Or maybe something like that. I'm not looking for that right now.
I think mine are just starting.
Yeah. I know. And my parents have remained friends with all of them.
Oh, that's nice.
Forever. Like, they even went to Germany to visit. There was a couple of girls from Germany. They became friends with the family. And it's really a cool thing. So I'm not knocking it. I just don't think that's where I'm at.
I could picture you.
Yeah. I don't know what Valerie's going to do. I have no idea.
Doggy daycare.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You show up at the house as all these dogs?
No.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking dog walking or something like that. But like my mother-in-law, she retired and she works 2 days a week at the school cafeteria. She loves just, you know, she goes in, makes the lunches, and she's there for a few hours.
And she volunteers. She get paid.
Well, you get paid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
These are jobs. Like, I think if Valerie goes to work, she should get money.
I know, but she might want a job where she volunteers. You know, maybe 68 hours of homework or something like that. I don't know. It's up to her. And whatever it is, it's up to her. It's her call.
But you also get to throw your opinion in.
Well, don't you?
No, maybe she likes it. Volunteer to cook you more dinner.
She doesn't need to cook me dinner. I tell her most of the time she doesn't have to cook me dinner anyway. I'm a grown man. I can get my own friggin' dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't need my wife to cook me. You just gave her a roadkill recipe last week?
I did.
She's a great cook. But, I mean, there are times when I know she's exhausted, and I'm just like, you don't have to do anything. I'm good.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I don't know if I told this on the air, and I don't think Laura heard it.
Oh, boy.
So I took Amy to the Harry Potter exhibit that they had in Massachusetts. She loves it. Went... really nice, good time and everything. And I think somewhere in one of the Harry Potter movies, for them to get to one location to another location, I think the Weasley family uses an old boot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a port key.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I walk into the room where they had it, and you touch it, and it takes you somewhere. And, you know, the screen goes all fuzzy, and all of a sudden, bang, I'm in some
Diagon Alley.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So Amy, she is so excited about this. She goes over, she rubs the boot, she goes, oh my God. Where do you think it's going to take me?
I know what you're going to say.
I said, hopefully it'll take you to the kitchen. Amy, when she looks up at me, looks around me, and there's a woman behind me. Oh, you're one of those. Yes, I am. But Amy's like, watch what you say. I mean, that was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah. I was watching Mark and Kelly during vacation. Put it all live.
Of course, you want to see Mark.
And,
you love him.
I like Mark. Great guy. Mm. Kelly says to Mark, our kitchen is too cold. And Mark goes, oh, maybe you should try cooking something. It was beautiful.
But here's the problem, Scotty, right?
I feel
and Laura,
that,
you know this is true.
I feel that, I mean, they gave you milk and eggs. Of course you should be in the kitchen.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's why
I can't
Amy,
believe
right.
he just said they gave you milk and eggs.
Yeah. Both in your own body. Yeah, I don't know who's going to get that shit, but it's good. I'm going to say it.
Do you
it's funny.
Know, if I was to write an email to your sister right now,
has Judy
and
ever heard
said,
that one?
Do you and your mother know what came out of his mouth today?
That God
because
gave you milk
we
and eggs,
have
you should be
milk and eggs, yeah. We should be in the kitchen. That's where we belong.
I love
being in the kitchen, but that's because I love it.
63 years old, Laura. I've never heard that.
Nope.
Okay.
I hadn't either.
But here's the thing. So he says that maybe you could take it to the kitchen. And there's a woman behind him. So not only does the woman look at Scotty and go, what a jackass. But then she then looks at Amy and says, you poor dear, why are you with this
you
jackass?
You married the jackass.
Why are, like, she feels bad and maybe almost a little angry that she's putting the woman's movement back by being married to a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There's a double edge. There's a double dip judgment going on there. But I've never heard that milk and eggs line. Where did you get that from?
I saw that somewhere.
Jesus. Yeah. Wow. Who spends his whole day doing memes? This guy right here. But anyway. So I don't know what Valerie's going to do. No idea.
All right.
No idea.
Well, good luck.
We should have a pool. We all predict something.
Jesus. Is everything a pool to you?
Well, we all predict something.
Go ahead.
After she retires. Or I don't know if we want to do it now. And we predict what her part-time job is going to be.
You do whatever you want to do.
I think Laura hit it perfect. I think it's going to be something to do with a dog walker.
I don't know.
Or just wherever your dog goes for doggy daycare, I'm sure she could work a couple hours part-time there hanging out with the dogs.
I will tell you right now that, I mean, there are people, Valerie is very smart and very personable and, everybody seems to love her, including me. Anyway, yeah. There is one particular place that has been offering her a position. Many, I don't know if she's
school
gonna take it or not.
Related.
Nope.
No,
not school related. Nope. And I'm not going to tell. She, I'm okay. not going to say
she
any other
to,
things.
You know what? She needs to get out of that field. You know, she you did that.
She's not done.
Been there.
Like, she's not done of having.
No.
She can contribute.
Been
yeah,
there,
absolutely.
Done that. Yeah.
Well, the reason, I mean, I think it's also for every
care.
Teacher in the business, it's gotten harder.
For the kids.
It's gotten harder. You know, little kids, she comes home at the end of the day and she's exhausted because it's nonstop. You don't get a break with a kindergarten, right?
Right.
You know yeah. this. You've yeah. seen it. I don't mean to talk about my wife's, you know, upcoming thing, but, you know, life changes, man.
Yep.
So that means...
When you go home every day, you're going to have somebody in the house. And that's why I think
I
maybe without telling her, maybe she should find something.
Look, she wouldn't mind me saying this. Right?
But you're gonna drop hints.
I will tell you that when you go home, she knows, like, I it's great to go home and just have everything quiet. I don't even turn anything on, right? My mind's been going a million miles an hour.
Right.
I want it to stop. Mm-hmm. So when I go home, nothing against Valerie, clearly. She got projects going on. And sometimes the projects are like, they're out back, they're doing shit, heavy stuff, you know, and I'm thinking, like, I should help her. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, that's a two-person job. Yeah. And I'll go out there, and she'll be like, no, this is my job, this is my thing. I'm like, okay. But I feel guilty when I come home in the middle of a project. Do you do that? You come home, and Amy's doing a project, and you're like, I should help her with that?
Sometimes, but sometimes Amy's like, uh-uh, this is
mine.
I will check in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need, no, mm-hmm. I got this. Okay.
Yeah. And that's fine, but it doesn't mean you don't feel like, you know, I don't know. But anyway, so I got to get used to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, if she's retired and she's going to be finding projects.
Oh, my God, Jesus, she creates them.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I you create projects just, all the time.
Geez. You could, like, park in McDonald's, take a nap in the parking lot like I do.
And that's not against, you know, I mean, that can happen.
You should get an apartment.
I could go, not keep it off the books.
Keep it off the books. Don't say anything.
Kelly, those would be the days when I either pick up golf, go play nine holes, or I maybe just head to the mountains with the camera.
There you go.
Right? So, anyway, this is my afterlife.
Yeah.
Right here. We're planning. All right. Well, anyway, there we go. All right. That's all we have time for, unfortunately, because I got plumbing issues.
Go.
I got plumbing issues. I got to get my downstairs
fixed. A lot of guys your age.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. Have a great day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow. 5:30. Jimmy Dunn's going to come hang with us. Hopefully you will, too. We'll see you then.